AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Wind chill warnings tonight in many parts of the country, including Iowa, where Republicans are gathering for the party's caucuses, the first nominating contest of the presidential primary process. Mick Kennard has details.
There are more than 1,500 different caucus locations across the state. They get together, they are organized into their precincts, and then they have the opportunity to hear from a supporter, someone who's there voluntarily on behalf of these campaigns, to make the argument, to try to persuade, to say, look, this is my candidate, here's why I think you should support them. Then they'll be taking a vote, tabulating those votes further up into the county and state level.
Swirling snow and avalanche dangers prompted road closures across parts of Utah and Colorado, freeze warnings in the deep south, thousands of flight cancellations. FlightAware's Kathleen Bangs says freezing temperatures and negative wind chills add to the delays.
Trying to operate in those temperatures is just really difficult for ground crews, so it sort of slows everything down. It slows down your fueling, it slows down your bag loading, slows down people getting to the airport. You have more people that tend to call in sick, frankly, when you have weather like this.
The Federal Aviation Administration is investigating a ground collision of two planes. Norman Hall has details.
Federal air safety officials say a plane taxiing for departure clipped another aircraft at Chicago O'Hare International Airport on Sunday evening. No injuries were reported. Both planes were Boeing design. The left-wing tip of an all-Nippon Airways Boeing 777 jet struck the rear of a Delta Airlines Boeing 717 airliner. American aircraft manufacturer Boeing faces increasing scrutiny following a series of mechanical failures and subsequent grounding of its Boeing 737 MAX 9. An emergency exit door on that model failed and caused an emergency landing last week. It's not immediately clear what caused the latest incident. I'm Norman Hall.
This is AP News. The NFL's wild card weekend continues with the Bills and Steelers going at it in snowy Buffalo right now. Sunday's game saw the Packers blast the Cowboys 48-32, while the Lions edged the Rams to earn only their second playoff win since 1957. Denny Capp was there for us.
Jared Goff throws for 277 yards and a touchdown to lead the Lions past the Rams 24-23. Goff became the first quarterback in NFL history to beat a team in which he previously won a playoff game with, and in turn gave the Lions their first playoff win in 32 years.
From the moment I got here, you imagine getting that playoff win and having this type of atmosphere in front of our home crowd and being able to sit on the ball like that and finish it out. And it kind of all hit me there.
Matthew Stafford threw for 362 yards and two touchdowns. Puka Nacua caught nine balls for 181 yards in the Rams' loss. Denny Kapp, Detroit.
Tonight in Tampa, it's the Eagles and the Buccaneers. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.